Well, it is holiday season, or it's just about to be, and that means a lot of things. It means decorations, it means festivals, celebration, and it also means a lot of opportunities for people to help out those in need. The Chapel Hill Service League does a Christmas house every single year. They've been doing it for 65 years now, where nearly 500 families in the Orange County area get invited to come in and pick out coats, toys, and books for their children. It's a huge project. And joining us now is the president of the Chapel Hill Service League, Patricia Tunick. Is that how you pronounce
it? That's correct. Thank you.
And Beth Friedman, who is one of the organizers and the co-chairs of the Christmas House. Thank you both so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having us.
So, Beth, let me start with you. What is the Christmas House? What does it entail?
Well, as you said, it serves children in our community, actually more than 800 every year.
Wow.
And their parents and guardians are invited to Christmas House for basically a one-day free shopping spree where they're able to select books, a brand new winter coat, and toys for each child in their family that's in the age range that we serve.
How do you identify the families or the students in need?
The families are selected by the school social workers in Chapel Hill, Carrboro Schools, Orange County Schools, and Head Start. So this year's families have already been invited.
Do you see that need growing? I know we always talk about the gradual growing and ebbing of need as the economy gets better and worse. Is the need still growing?
Oh, it definitely is. And unfortunately, at 800 children, we're at the maximum that we can serve in the space that we have. And there are people that we're not able to accept.
So, Patricia, let me turn to you. Tell us about the Chapel Hill Service League. We're talking about the Christmas House today, but what does the Chapel Hill Service League do over the course of the year?
Well, Chapel Hill Service League's been around for 76 years, so we're in our 76th year. We started in 1939 as a junior service league, and then changed their name to the Chapel Hill Service League, just to clarify, to open it up to more age groups, so there's no age limitations. We, besides Christmas House, which is our signature event, we help out other nonprofits in the area. This year we have 16 other nonprofits that we are helping out, anywhere from Cinderella's Closet to Ronald McDonald's House, either monetarily or volunteer hours.
How many people are involved?
We have about roughly 60 members right now, active members, thank you. But then we do have sustaining members and life members also.
We're speaking with Patricia Tunick, you just heard her, and Beth Friedman. We're talking about the Chapel Hill Service League's Christmas House, which is coming up in the beginning of December. First Saturday in December is when it takes place. How did the two of you get involved with the Service League and the Christmas House to begin with?
That's a good question. I moved to the area about 8 years ago, and that was my way to get involved in the area and to meet people. And I think that's why a lot of people join the Service League, though, is to meet new people and talk to them, and especially when your kids are grown and you don't know how else to really get involved in the community. And that's basically how I got involved.
I'm more the opposite. I've lived here for years, and it just my children got old enough that I had more time, and I heard about the league, and I really liked the diversity of projects that they're involved in.
How did you hear about the league?
We have a new member fair every year in August, and that's pretty broadly publicized. And we accept a new member class every fall, and they get integrated into the league, and they do their own project, actually, during the year.
What's it like to work with, you mentioned 60-plus active members. How does that like to work with
them? It's amazing, because we have age ranges from 21 on up, and the diversity of the group is amazing. Women in all areas, people who have written books, who have blogs, who worked in the government. I mean, the diversity of the group is amazing. So you learn a lot.
So we're speaking again with Patricia Tunick and Beth Friedman, the Chapel Hill Service League's Christmas House, always on the first Saturday in December, coming up quick, 65th year of that. How can people, if they're listening out there, how can people get involved? Are you accepting donations? Do you want people to volunteer?
Oh, yeah.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
So how can people get involved?
Well, we would direct people to our website, chapelhillserviceleague.com. It's got all kinds of information on how people can make a cash donation, either online or by mail. There's information there. We are accepting volunteers. It takes about 250 volunteers to run Christmas House, and we need help ranging from setting the event up, basically transforming the space into a shopping center for our families, running the event, and then cleaning it all up afterwards. The last way people can get involved is through the wish trees, and a lot of listeners may be familiar with those. They're going to be going up in around a week or so, and they'll be at Carmel Mall, University Place, the Children's Store off Elliott Road, and Flyleaf Books. And so people can go and select an ornament which identifies a child that they could buy a gift for and bring it back to the donation box, and it'll become part of Christmas House.
Awesome. And what else do people need to know about the League, about the Christmas House, anything else?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we had our main fundraiser, which we've had for the past 11 years, which was our Southern Village 5K and Fun Run, had to be canceled this year due to lack of sponsorship. Mm. So we're in the midst now of trying to find new fundraisers, way to raise money so we can keep on going and help these other nonprofits and to help fund Christmas House. So again, any donation of any kind would be so appreciated. Again, at chapelhillserviceleague.com. You can donate through our website.
And again, we're talking about an organization that helps close to 1,000 kids in the Orange County area. So yeah. Very, very worthwhile. ChapelHillServiceLeague.com is the website. Go there. Learn more about the Service League. Learn more about the Christmas House. Find out how you can get involved and do so. The Christmas House is coming up very quickly, first Saturday in December, just a couple of weeks away. Patricia Tunick, Beth Friedman, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.